from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
More demonstrations in Guyana's capital, Georgetown. United Nations says HIV/AIDS cases continue to rise in the Caribbean. And a Washington-based expert on regional affairs calls on CARICOM to keep its options open on America's free trade. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There have been more demonstrations in the Guyana capital, Georgetown, as small groups march through the capital chanting anti-government slogans. Our correspondent Colin Smith says the police were again prompted into action to help keep the peace.
In one downtown area, the protesters hurled what seemed to be two petrol bombs at the police, who responded with tear gas. The fire service was also kept busy, responding to an average of 12 bomb scares per day since the demonstrations began last week. The Presidential Secretariat, the General Post Office, the Telephone Company, and several government ministries were among the places targeted in these bomb scares, which have the effect of bringing operations of any entity to a halt for hours, since staff have to evacuate the buildings while the police and fire officials conduct searches. These bomb threats are now taken much more seriously since the fire which destroyed part of the Ministry of Finance yesterday. The police are still trying to determine what caused that fire. Yesterday, too, journalists working for the government-owned newspaper and television station were attacked and beaten and had their cameras taken away by the protesters when the journalists attempted to film them. Up to late this afternoon, their equipment had still not been returned to them. Head of the Presidential Secretariat, Dr. Roger Luncheon, is due to hold a press conference later this evening to explain the government's position on the protests. Colin Smith in Georgetown, Guyana for BBC Caribbean Report.